League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
One of Lotto's fans ain't so broke yet after meeting up with her.
And Julianne Hough just had a run-in with her ex, but don't worry, nobody called the cops.
Plus, did Kylie Jenner rip off the ultimate diva? But first, let's get this started.
Okay, now with everything going on, it seems like everybody has a Diddy story, right? Mm. Including Lance Bass from NSYNC. Now, on Watch What Happens Live, Lance said he never went to a Diddy party, but Diddy opened for NSYNC in 2002, and he overheard something he didn't like. Check it out.
Overheard him talking to Justin Bieber like, you need to drop these You need to go solo. You need to drop these. And I was like, I don't like you anymore, Diddy.
You know, hatred level earned.
Yeah.
And Justin was probably ready to say bye, bye, bye to the other guys anyway. So you think Diddy was wrong for pointing out probably the obvious?
Yes, he was wrong. How dare you do it to Miss Bass, honey? I mean, I ain't mad at him for saying that. I don't like him no more neither for doing that. Breaking up a band.
That was the tipping point for
this
you?
This is the time? The other stuff?
Yes.
But this?
I just don't like him anymore.
Got it.
Man, I mean, do you think that he would have stayed with the band if Diddy had never said that?
Probably not. He probably was ready to leave.
Because sometimes you just need like one piped up cosign to make you think you could do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, because in 2002, even though he's opened up for NSYNC, Diddy was Diddy.
Sure.
In 2002. Yeah. So when you get that level of a battery in your back, you know, you'd be like, yeah, I should go solo.
I'm sure there were other people in Justin's ear earlier on. You know, like once he became sort of the focal point for like a lot of the imagery and whatnot, he sort of clearly started to pop on his own. Like, I bet others were in his ear.
But you can look at that picture and tell that Lance and Justin were best friends. Look at him. You know, and Diddy will come in and just separate them.
It seemed like he's a little closer to the Kirkpatrick kid.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the voices in Justin's head speak in a black scent?
For shiz.
Do that shiz.
Lance Bass is a great person, by the way. Lance Bass,
very cool.
Super cool guy. All right, we got another update on Lotto's Barocchi Challenge. We talked about Yadira Ramirez, the young lady who got fired from the Waffle House after making a video on company time. Unfair. Well, it's not clear if she's the official winner, but Yadira dropped this TikTok with Lotto handing her a bunch of cash. How cool is that? So do you guys think the money and the social media love makes up for her losing her job?
How long would it have taken her to make that at Waffle House?
Yeah, it's like a long time, probably.
You think, well, we don't know how much it is. First of all, that might have been about $20 in ones.
But they said it was $10,000 is what she would have got.
Yeah.
So I think Lotto's a girl of her word. Now I just hate that I can't go to a Waffle House and possibly run into that waitress.
I know, right? What was she doing at Waffle House?
Oh, my.
Getting tips.
But also, here's the getting tips. also, here's the thing. It's like, you never know where a little social media pop might lead you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, look at Hawk to a girl.
Yeah. And she's like milking that for every last drop.
Really? She's still around?
Yeah.
She's got a podcast now called Talk to Her.
Oh, really?
Not Talk to Her.
Talk to Her.
Okay, y'all, it's time for
What the Fashion?
Yes, honey. First up, we got, honey, Miss Demi Moore. Now, she went, honey, to a screening and a Q&A for her new movie, Substance. And, baby, she rocked these really substantial pants. Ooh, cute. So what y'all think? These are fabulous.
These work well. You know, it's bringing that 90s MC Hammer pant era back.
Yeah. I love the new baggy look.
Is that a belt hanging to the floor?
Yup.
You know, this is like fashion. Like, it really goes beyond my understanding. I'm just going
to
confess.
I love the belt hanging to the pants. I mean, hanging to the floor. And the jacket, she just looked like a little schoolgirl.
She looks great.
Next up, Gary, you probably ain't going to like this one.
Whoa.
Kylie Jenner posed for Vogue to promote her clothing line, Kai. And that's a nice picture, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
But I'm sure you probably noticed that this picture looks a lot like the vintage Diana Ross album cover. So would you call this inspiration or just downright copy?
Oh, that hell for copy. And she got the red dress Miss Ross wore. Oh, no, ma'am. Honey.
I've never seen this cover before.
I've never seen this cover,
but Ross had the fur hanging down, honey, sachet to the floor. Oh, no, ma'am. Miss Kylie wrong for that.
I mean, you know, people get inspired by artists all the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure somebody, maybe the creative designer of that photo shoot was like, oh, what if we put you in that look?
It probably was a Bob Mackie, because Miss Ross wore a lot of Bob Mackie gowns. But she should have put inspired on it to let us know it was inspired. Don't just take somebody's look.
That would be interesting if there was a way to identify like a cover photo. It's not like a cover song, but right. It's like clearly an homage or an interpolation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. She wrong for that, oh, Miss Ross.
Mm. All right. Okay, Julianne Hough has been on a journey of self-improvement since divorcing hockey player Brooks Like a few years ago. So on the Jamie Kern Lima show, Julianne described being by herself and running into Brooks and his new girlfriend, Katrin, at a wedding. Check it out.
My ex-husband was there with his girlfriend. And it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful.
Okay, so would you guys be happy if you were alone and ran into your ex, especially if the new person kind of looks like you?
That would make me happier to see them, if the person looked just like me.
Yeah.
Because then it means, oh, you're having withdrawals, ain't you?
Right, yeah. You're getting the sequel. The original's still right here.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I would be pissed. And why did she go to the wedding by herself?
You never been to a wedding by yourself?
No.
Because sometimes you don't get a plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I get plus one because my thing is I wouldn't go to a wedding by myself if I'm knowing my ex-husband know that same person.
Sure,
so
yeah.
So I wouldn't go by myself. I make sure I go with the finest man that's on earth to let his ass see, honey, this is what you're missing too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and she thought she wanted to cry when she was talking. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, Julianne's a lot better than me. I'm not going to be happy about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think you got to kind of sometimes save face when you're in an interview. Mm-hmm. And she probably cried in the car.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, well,
at a wedding of all places.
I know.
Yeah. That's why I moved to Atlanta.
Really?
To avoid running into exes?
Not running into any of them.
Save space over here, right? All right, y'all. Now, Shailene Woodley is talking about sex and porn.
Ooh.
Now, she stopped by the SheMD podcast and made an interesting comparison. Check it out.
If people knew what was possible with sex, they would look at porn and go, oh, God, this is like junk food. Really? Like, this is what we're being sold when all of these other things are possible with my body because I'm like a magic machine?
She basically said, why settle for McDonald's when you can have gourmet meals? What y'all think about that? Because, you know, the fast food is for the people who can't afford the good stuff.
Mm. Oh, well, I guess that's me then. Because I go to fast food.
Your phone heavy?
Huh?
Is that your phone?
But I'm trying to figure out what she's saying that you about your body. You learn more about your body.
Yeah, like I mean, you could play for the Yankees or you know, do a solo mission, if you will. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you get with a partner who you know in person who really knows what they're doing, you know, y'all can really create something magical together.
That's happening with me now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm realizing I can't do what I used to do, so I have tweakers.
Yes, right, yes,
and
tweakers.
You can get tweaked and be just as satisfied.
Well, that's we're all very happy for you.
Thank you.
Oh, what restaurant would you compare sex with?
I mean, shoes. You know, and I know people frown upon this place, right? Mm-hmm. But Golden Corral has so many options.
A buffet!
Yeah, when the sex is good, you
buffet.
Can get steak, you can get sliders,
yeah.
You can get veggies. They got all types of pie. Mm-hmm. I like eating pie. Mm-hmm. Pie is good. Yeah. Apple?
I'd compare it to Jimmy John's for all the free smells.
Are you browsing?
Oh, so you like smells?
You know. You know, they got the free smells.
Up next, Tanner. Anna DeVette. How you say that?
Delby.
Anna Delvey, honey, might be a fake heiress, but, honey, she kept it real, baby, after Dancing with the Stars. We'll trot into that story after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, in case, honey, you've missed it, Dancing with the Stars sent home the first two stars last week.
Oh.
Now, Miss Tori Spelling handled it gracefully, honey, but fake heiress Anna Delvey, honey, was a little more honest. Check it out.
What are you going to take away from this competition? Nothing. There you have it.
Oh, honey, I guess Honesty is the key, I guess, huh? Mm-hmm. But anyway, y'all, honey, former dance pro baby Miss Cheryl Berg said, quote, I believe, honey, that the feeling is mutual from the fans of the show. Ooh. But other people appreciate it, Anna, being real for once, honey. So what do y'all think?
Here's the thing. You're a criminal.
Right.
And they're paying you to go on TV. And yeah, you caught a lot of smoke from the people in the comment section and people online. However, that's to be expected. You know what I'm saying? Like, you swindled and defrauded a lot of people, and your takeaway was nothing? You got paid.
It's also kind of funny because, like, she was probably like, no, you're going to eliminate me on the first night. And they're like, no, we won't. They scammed her.
See how it feels?
Got him. All right, y'all, it is time for
Dish Gone Viral.
Okie dokie. North Carolina resident Greg Mason, who owns Treat Yourself Bakery, shared this saga to his TikTok account, Trashy Queens, and he got over 25 million views, okay? Seems a mother ordered a custom unicorn birthday cake for her 6-year-old daughter, Layton Lee, but she said the cake was so ugly that it ruined the girl's birthday, so she brought it back, and then Greg went and fixed it. But then she asked if she could have a refund and also keep the new cake.
Oh, hell no.
So even though he had already redone the cake, he told her to just take the refund so he could be done with her. And he ended the story with this.
It's just like getting to be a lot. Anyway, if you need an 8-inch cake laced with crushed unicorn 6-year-old dreams, I'm selling it in the case for $10.
This is cake number one. This is the ugly birthday ruining cake. Sixth magical birthday.
I feel so sorry for Layton.
Here it is. Here's cake part two.
That one looked like it was a funeral wreath.
That's what I'm saying. This looks like an old lady cake. This looks like a 66 birthday cake.
I'm telling you, the glass is the truth ain't in you.
This would be, I don't know, judging by late, this feels like my cousin. It feels like a cousin of mine did this, I'm embarrassed for
us. The guy who made the cake?
No, the one who returned the cake.
Oh, man. All right, now, we could probably call this one Dish Gone Viral, too, but our very own Tanner Thomason has a short film called The Crossing Over Express, and it's getting a big response online. Yo, man, break it down. What's it about?
First off, guys, thank you so much. I guess we got a little quick trailer of it here. Me and basically my best friend / writing partner, that's him right there. His name is Luke. Luke lost his mother when he was 17, and it left a very big impact on him. And then years later, just a couple years ago, he got a random text message. He didn't know the number, but it included a YouTube link. And he clicks it because he doesn't know what's going on, doesn't know the number, and suddenly his mother's voice plays because he's in the car over the speakers.
Oh.
He hasn't heard her voice since he, you know, of 30 years almost. And it shook him. And so he and I started to collaborate because he called me right after. He's like, you're not going to believe what happened. And so we made a film about what would you do if you could have one last conversation with someone that you miss terribly. And that's what this film is about. And it's going viral online.
That is so dope, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you want to watch it, you can find it on YouTube. If you go to the Short of the Week, that's a YouTube channel. You'll see it there, the Crossing Over Express. Or one of the easier things to do is like find me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Graham of Tan. You can watch it there. Or if you want to get it and hear a little more about his story, you can find it on X if you look up Luke Barnett.
What's the difference between a short film and a full length?
About 80 minutes.
Oh, really? Oh. I didn't know. Okay, thank you. Well, y'all, up next, you might be blue in the face, honey, when you hear Method Man's original rap name. Find out what it is right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, it looks like rapper Quavo's past has come back to haunt him. Now, a Nevada judge has ordered him to pay a valet driver $682,000 for slapping him back in 2018. Ooh. Now, Quavo and the driver, along with Quavo's entourage, got into a physical altercation where the driver was smacked by Quavo, resulting in this huge payout. Now, Quavo's attorney argued that the driver was not seriously injured, and this was just like a hip-hop lottery ticket. However, the driver argued that he not only suffered physical damage, but emotional damage as well. Well, unfortunately for Quavo, the jury agreed. That's a crazy slap.
Whew.
It's like, Will didn't even have to pay that much.
Yeah, right. I was gonna say, what was Chris Rock suing for, you know?
Right. Like,
geez.
I mean, $700,000 worth of slapping. Like, I mean, do you feel like that payout was commiserate to the damage that was done?
Yes, because that first of all, that man was humiliated. If you watch him back on that tape, that is public humiliation. His wife probably, if he has one, his kids had to see their daddy getting slapped. You need to get paid.
Here's the thing, man. If I got slapped by, like, Amigo, I wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just gotta take that with you. You know what I mean?
But then also, like, yo, if I'm ever in a scenario and I can provoke Jeff Bezos into slapping me on camera, I'm getting everything I can.
You're damn right. You know? You think I'm a bitch, I'll be a bigger one. Nah, honey.
Now I'm a bitch with $700,000.
More like Scamazon. Just trigger him.
All right, y'all, moving on. Method Man has always been a pretty dope rapper, but he hasn't always been known as Method Man. Wait until you hear what his original rap name was. Check this out.
But were you always Method Man?
Nah.
What was your first rap name?
Oh, you playing with me.
What was your first rap name?
I think it was like Papa Smurf or some like that.
Listen, Papa Smurf, you wildin' out Smurfs. Right now.
I was big on the Smurfs, big time.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the only rap name, Papa Smurf?
I don't want to talk about
that. What do you guys think of Papa Smurf? Do you think he would have been as successful with a name like that?
Nah, yeah. He'd have got sued, too.
Yeah.
Well,
They'd be really big on them intellectual properties.
Because a lot of those rappers have some weird names. What was one of them name was Twisty Boy or something like that.
Twista?
No, it's the guy that's here in Atlanta. 2 Chainz. He had another
2 Chainz.
Name.
Oh, Boy.
Yeah, his name was
Boy. Hey, yup, as soon as he changed his name to 2 Chainz, he soared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gary, that could be your rap name. Boy is available, and we know you like the tweaks.
And I like tweaks, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm signing up tomorrow.
Bars.
So somebody gave you a rap name, right? Ooh. And you had to enter this arena tonight. What you going with, Tim?
Whoa, y'all really put me on the spot.
Maybe. Pipe cleaner?
I mean, in the long list of rap names that I will not have, pipe cleaner is right at the top.
That's a good name.
James Blonde.
You know what?
No, you don't like James Blonde?
I was thinking TNT.
TNT, that's good. Mm. Oh, Gary, yeah, what's your rap name?
I thought about it, but I don't think that'd be a good name.
You're not going to say it out loud? Are we all better for not hearing it?
Well, maybe Suction.
Just a singular word, you're gonna go by Suction.
There goes Suction, yay!
Can we move on? You've got the next story.
Up next, Travis Kelce reveals his TV show, Guilty Pleasure. Is it Dish Nation? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, y'all, Miss Taylor Swift's manhunter, Mr. Travis Kelce, has revealed his favorite TV show, Guilty Pleasure. Now, are you guys ready for this?
Let's go.
Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, y'all, Travis is a big-time fan of Gossip Girl. Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Read us, honey, what Travis had to say about his favorite TV show.
Mr. Swift said, I used to not tell everybody that I watched Gossip Girl growing up, but dude, it's so good though, dude. If you watch it, you can get in deep.
Mm. Are we shocked, honey, that he loved the show Gossip Girls? No.
Not really.
No, because he dated a girl before Kelce. I mean, before it was her name, Miss Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked Gossip Girls. You know, most girls of African descent like gossip TV shows.
You know that Gossip Girl,
it's like a high school drama.
I know what it is.
Okay.
But it's some Gossip Girls.
Oh, I feel like every guy got some show in their arsenal. Yes. Like, yo, man, I can almost verbatim quote almost every episode of Punky Brewster, like uninterrupted.
Yeah. And my daddy watched all the soap operas with my mama. He watched Guy in Life, Young and the Rest, and All My Tree. He watched all that on his lunch break.
He had a long-ass lunch break.
Yeah.
These soap operas an hour.
Yeah. He's a mortician, so if anybody died, they need to get to the funeral.
Who's going
to
report him, right?
Exactly.
Also, are there emergencies when you're a mortician?
Well...
What's the worst that could happen? Someone live?
Someone wakes up. That's the worst.
Well, that's all the tea we have for you today. See you tomorrow for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.